If you're looking for something to do for Valentine's Day, there's clearly nothing more appropriate than taking in a screening of that hyper-violent story of robbers and cops and makeshift ear surgery that launched Quentin Tarantino's career, Reservoir Dogs. The Tallgrass Film Association has teamed up with The Anchor to show the movie at the bar/restaurant tomorrow night at 7:30. Next week, the Orpheum Theater has a 50th anniversary screening of the huge Elizabeth Taylor Richard Burton epic Cleopatra. It was one of the most expensive movies ever made, and may very well be the only movie ever to be the highest grossing movie of its release year, and still lose money. Cleopatra plays on the 21st at 7 o'clock. The Augusta Historic Theater has a screening on the 24th of the silent 1927 Douglas Fairbanks adventure The Gaucho, and while this film isn't quite as well known as some of Fairbanks' others, it's still quite a showcase for his rollicking and sometimes unbelievable acrobatics. And then what may be the biggest news for the next couple weeks, from the 22nd through the 28th, the Salina Art Center will be showing the latest installment in Michael Apted's Up series, 56 Up. If you're not familiar with this documentary series, it started in 1964 and looked at a disparate group of British children as an examination of the class system, but then Apted got the idea to go back 7 years later to check up on those same kids, and he's been revisiting them every 7 years since. The result is a set of now 8 movies that show the genuine excitements and frustrations of real lives. And just as an editorial comment, I think the Up series is nothing short of the greatest achievement in movie history. Also, a reminder that The Library is showing this year's Oscar-nominated shorts from the 16th through the 23rd, and a full schedule of those screenings is up on the Indie Films page of our website. That's at kmuw.org. For KMUW, I'm Fletcher Powell.